It's EV News briefly for Friday, 13th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got the 26 minutes needed for today's full podcast, Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Global EV sales continue their rise. Last month in August, up 20% compared to the same time last year. And when you look at the year-to-date, so January to August this year compared to last year, China's driving the growth. 9.8 million EVs sold so far globally. China, 6 million. So China up about 33%, globally up 20%. The EU down a bit, and the US and Canada continues its steady growth rate of almost 10%. Doing pretty well there. Now, Fisker Oceans continue to be a bargain on the used market. And how crazy, two of my neighbours have got one. And we're right-hand drive. How many even right-hand drive Oceans were made? And just in my little old town that I live in, Poole in Dorset, two people have got one. They're beautiful. But I'm not sure I would risk my own money on one. We've seen Fiskers being totaled by insurance companies because they can't even get parts worth less than $1,000. Can you even get insurance on them? But having a look at some of the used prices, starting from $22,000 for the limited edition one trims, they are beautiful cars if you are willing to take the risk. But are you? Let me know. EV charging stations boost local economies, according to this data point from the Singapore MIT Alliance for Research and Technology. You might think it's obvious, but they crunched the data from California, looking at 140,000 businesses and 4,000 charging stations, and they mapped it, and they found that any business within about 500 feet, 150 meters, particularly benefited with growth between 0.8 and 1.4% of their business. Doesn't sound a lot, but it can be hundreds of thousands of dollars for big businesses. They're pointing out amenities like cafes and shopping malls and restaurants. Again, you might think it's obvious, but we've now got the data. Those businesses probably didn't have anything to do with the charging going in, but when you see charging going in the ground, look around, see those shops, they're all going to do well economically. More job creation, new business, better property values because of EV charging. Keep that one in your armory next time someone hates EVs. You can stick that one into the mix. Stellantis is investing $406 million in the three EV plants in the US to make their EVs. Sterling Heights, Warren Truck Assembly, and Dundee Engine Plant to make things like the Ram Rev and the Ram Charger. That's the range extended one with the gas engine but the 100 kilowatt hour battery. I think that could be a very good vehicle for towing when it's out next year. Can't wait to see that. The Cybertruck was seen online in Slovakia, imported actually into Slovakia, charging at 405 kilowatts. Now, I've seen some 300 kilowatt charging on the Cybertruck, but it looks like maybe some people call it a PR stunt. I saw some pushback on that story, but I don't know why they would want to fake it. I don't know. I mean, who's it benefiting? But either way, it could be a sign that Tesla are increasing confidence around how hard they can push their own 4680 cells, which they've been very cautious with so far. Link & Co, owned by Geely, say that in Europe, because of the tariffs, 20% tariff going on their vehicles, they will absorb those costs and continue to sell them at cheap prices. Compare that to the Seat and Cupra stance, the CEO Wayne Griffiths, I told you recently, saying that a 20% tariff on, like, the Cupra Tavascan EV made in China, I think, was jeopardizing the company's future, was the phrase. So two different ways of looking at that argument. Rimac's energy business, that's actually based in Oxfordshire here in the UK, have got their latest energy grid storage connected to Colchester in sort of East Anglia area. They think it could be a really big part of their business using lithium iron phosphate LFP cells. Volkswagen say they're going ahead with PowerCo, their battery business, and their first production at the Salzgitter plant, but further expansion would be delayed. And used EVs now 11% cheaper in the US than their equivalent combustion cars, and that's briefly